Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 483, visible, translated text is as follows, 13, shows it below the time clock near and where the staircase is. The door entering into the Clark Woodenware place was opened 2 or 3 days after the murder. The door was previously locked. There is a hole back there through which waste is thrown down. It is an open hole. There is no lid to it. It is big enough for the body of a girl of the size of Mary Fagan to go through. If a body was thrown down it, it would roll down and stop on the platform. Mr. Frank did not know that I had not completed the data sheet, Defendants X-54, for him before Saturday morning. It usually took Mr. Frank and me about 3 hours to finish the financial sheet. This is the financial sheet that Mr. Frank made up on Saturday afternoon, April 26th. Defendants X-2. It is in his handwriting. I didn't see it at the factory on Friday. First saw it the following week when I got it back from the general manager. It is accurately prepared from the calculations left by me on the data sheet. I haven't found any mistakes in it. The first item, of course, standing items and do not require any calculation. If you know its items headed direct, indirect, rents, light, heat, water, power, insurance, sales department, repair, sundries, wash shop. Under the heading material costs, the first figure, 27654, represents the number of gross that we manufactured for that week. That is the data I furnished him through Wednesday night. I left it there on his desk on Friday night. Mr. Frank's calculation corresponds with the data that I left there. He arrived at the same figure, 27654, that I did. To get that figure, he had to enter all his packing reports for Thursday containing 2 or 3 pages.